On the record.
Good morning. Today is April 3rd, 2025, approximately 9:05 a.m. And we're here under hearings office case number 1240045. The appellant is Stephen Borge. My name is hearings officer Nancy Hockman. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. We have one person in the virtual hearing room, and their name is Dave Tab S9. And I'm going to ask that person to unmute themselves and please state and spell their full name.
My name is David McIntosh, D-A-V-I-D, M-C-I-N-T-O-S-H. And I'm the parking enforcement officer.
Thank you. And for the record, the appellant is not here. What we do in a case when one party or the other does not appear is that we do not default that person. We read into the record what they wrote in writing into the record, and that becomes their testimony. Officer McIntosh, do you have any objection to me introducing any of these exhibits, which include 1 through 11? Have you had an opportunity to look through them?
I believe I have, and I don't have any problem with that.
Thank you. So exhibits 1 through 11 are admitted into the record. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work with the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing, so it's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence, and the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. And I'm going to ask Officer McIntosh to please raise his right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
I do.
Thank you. So I'm going to start with the appellant's testimony, actually. And I'm going to be reading from Exhibit 1, the request for a hearing, which asks why you think the tow was invalid. And the appellant answered as follows. I was unable to walk to my car, to move or drive it because of a severe back injury. I've been dealing with chronic pain because of a compressed and slipped L4, L5, and C1 disc in my lumbar spine. This pain has left me immobilized for the best part of January, February, and March. I could not walk to my car. The pain was so great. During the time it was towed, I was in bed doing pain management. I was not aware that it was towed until I got relief from my back pain with the cortisone spinal injection on 3/18. I was in bed continuously from the day it was towed, 3/13 to 3/19, except for the medical procedure, 3/18, when I discovered it was towed, because it hurt to use the bathroom, stand, walk, drive, or move in the slightest wrong direction prior to my inpatient surgical procedure. Today, 3/21, I was able to walk to the point that I could retrieve the car at the impound. In retrospect, I should have left a note on the car for my neighbors explaining my medical situation and asked them to call me if they needed it moved, and I could have gotten assistance to do so. I want to not have to pay the $600 because I need to register the truck. It is insured. I ask you to consider my medical situation and help me pay for the tow and storage expenses so I can register the car ASAP. You are welcome to the medical records that describes my spine injury as well as the record that I received an injection. I'll skip the details of where the surgery and other procedures were performed. Please understand my immobilized state when reviewing why I didn't move the truck sooner. Frankly, I could not walk to do so. And that's the end of the appellant's testimony. And Officer McIntosh, you've heard the appellant's testimony. Could you please tell me why you think the tow is valid?
Yes, and I'm just going to read the comments that I wrote up. I'm on vacation and don't really have access to a lot of the abandonados information. But, you know, I just wrote up that I received the complaint about this vehicle on January 26, 2025. On February 20th, 2025, I warned the vehicle as an abandonado for not displaying current registration. At that time, I took three pictures, filled out the green warning slip, and attached it to the window of the car. I did return to the location after 72 hours, and I believe that the vehicle was still there, and I scheduled it to be towed since I didn't hear from the owner. The vehicle did not get towed at that time, and I received a new complaint about the vehicle at a new location, and at that time I did schedule the vehicle to be towed again since it was still displaying expired registration. At that time the vehicle did get towed. At the time of the second scheduling of the tow, I did take additional pictures just to show the registration was still expired and there was no trip permit. I wrote then, you know, had the owner of the vehicle called myself or the office and explained the situation, we would have gladly given an extension. And both of those numbers are on the green warning sticker.
Yours and...
You were on mute for part of that, so I just heard and yours.
Oh, thank you. I said, the last thing you said was that those numbers were on the green warning sticker. So those numbers were yours and who else's?
The office. The parking enforcement office. And my number is in the upper left corner of the sticker. I don't know what name. It either says McIntosh or Officer McIntosh or David, and then there's the phone number. I have a couple different stamps that I use. And then the office number is, I believe, towards the bottom middle, maybe left of the sticker, the 6814 number.
I appreciate your calling in on your vacation. I just have one question for you. Do you recall where the vehicle was when the green sticker was initially put on?
That's the thing that I don't believe I can look at. It moved about three blocks. It did not move far. Let me see.
That's sufficient for me. Thank you.
Okay. I actually do have the location of where it was first warned.
Sure.
And that was when I wrote the citation. So that was, it was on Northeast 32nd Place between Ainsworth and Holman on the west side of the street. So I believe it just moved down a few blocks on 32nd Place, which is where I towed it.
Thank you. So I know you don't have access to all the documents, but I have two sets of photos. One is Exhibit 8, which says case photos, and the other is Exhibit 10, which says citation photos. So do you know when the case photos were taken? Were they taken on the day of the citation and other days, or were they all taken on the second day?
I don't have the date on, I can see the photos, but with my tablet, it would tell me when they were posted. So for the case photos, I have 10 photos.
Yeah.
The first photo, 1, 2, reason.
And actually, I'm going to interrupt you because I sort of answered my question, because the photos that are the close-up of the toe warning actually were taken on the day that the toe warning was put on. So I think I have enough information on that.
Okay.
So thank you very much for appearing today. I appreciate your coming in on your vacation. I'm not going to be making a decision today. I'll be issuing a written decision, and I'll be emailing that to the parties. And if the appellant or either party actually thinks I'm wrong, they have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. At this point, we will end the hearing. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you.